Guys, I made a really good speech for the month intro.
Great. Let's hear it.
No man thinks more highly than I do of the science, as well as the fiction, or of the very worthy gentleman of sci-fi malady.
Sounds really familiar for some reason.
No, it doesn't. Anyway, but different men often see the same subject in different lights, and therefore, I hope it will not be thought disrespectful to those gentlemen, namely Scott and Thomas, if in entertaining as I do opinions of a science fiction very opposite to theirs, I shall speak forth my sentiments freely and with much rage.
I just Googled what you said. This sounds like...
Shut it. I'm not done. As I was pontificating, I have but one lamp by which my rage is guided, and that is the lamp of bad writing. I know of no way of judging of the future of sci-fi, but by the past. And judging by the past, I wish to know what the creators today have been thinking for the last 10 years to justify my watching their tripe.
If you're going to copy it, you skipped a bunch.
Is it that insidious smile with which the likes of J.J. Abrams, Rian Johnson, and others have claimed to care about science fiction? Trust it not, sir. It will prove a snare to your feet and a numbing of your brain.
You definitely copied this.
Quiet! It is in vain, sir, to extenuate the matter. Gentlemen may cry to be fair, but there is no fairness. The Wankerspank continues. The next film or show that sweeps from the West, such as Greenland, will bring to our ears the clash of stupid. Our fellow sci-fi sickies are already in the field. Why stand we here idle? What is it that we want, gentlemen?
Are you really going to copy all of Patrick Henry's speech?
Is science fiction so dear or good writing so sweet as to be purchased at the price of a critic's approval or merchandising? Forbid it, almighty God! I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me sci-fi or give me death!
He did.
Yep, he really did.